Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Phil Mickelson competing at the U.S. Open? I don't think so. So why not, if you're the United States Golf Association, at least leave open the possibility for that to happen? Like, will Phil Mickelson be in contention on Sunday? Probably not. Will he make the cut? Probably not. But if he does make the cut and he is in contention, woo boy, you've got a big story. Because I know that there are, I guess, literally 100 players in the world better than him right now. But is there a bigger star? Active golfer? I don't think so. Like, who moves the needle more than Phil Mickelson in contention? Does Jordan Spieth? Does Roy McIlroy? Does Brooks Koepka?
I mean, I think
it's Dustin Johnson.
I think at this point, yeah.
Sunday, U.S. Open, your final round leader with nine as he makes the turn is Phil Mickelson. Is there anything bigger than that? Keep in mind, he's never won the U.S. Open. Finished runner-up a billion times. Never won it.
It's a good story. I know.
There's nothing better. There's nothing that would get people to a TV more than that. Unlikely for all the reasons already stated, but I think if I laid out these scenarios, makes the turn, one-shot lead, Dustin Johnson. Makes the turn, one-shot lead, Roy McIlroy. Makes the turn, one-shot lead, Brooks Koepka. Bryson DeChambeau. Those are all great.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the turn, one-shot lead, Phil Mickelson. Gets more people.
I think that's probably true.
He's a star still. Even when you see him walking around TPC Southwind, like, he's a star. He's not one of the best golfers in the world anymore, but he is arguably the biggest star in golfing. Most recognizable, most well-known active golfer in the world. So if you're the USGA, absolutely. You give him a special exemption, let him in, and hope like crazy that he competes, not just on Thursday, Friday, but into the weekend.
Story number four.
Kobe Bryant going to be enshrined in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame this weekend. Vanessa Bryant is already there, and she was posting Instagram pictures today from the standalone exhibit that the hall is given to Kobe Bryant. And it is very rare for them to do this. In fact, here's how rare it is. In the history of the sport, only one other player has ever had a standalone exhibit at the Hall of Fame. It's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Now Kobe Bryant becomes the second one. So that'll be an emotional scene tomorrow. Kevin Garnett was talking about Kobe today. The other players that are going to go into the hall alongside Kobe have obviously all been asked about him and talking about him and telling stories about him. But Vanessa and the kids being there, Michael Jordan giving the speech, Vanessa also scheduled to speak. That'll be, I imagine an emotional thing for everybody involved because, you know, it's still pretty fresh. I know it feels like it was a million years ago, but it wasn't. It was just last year when we lost Kobe Bryant in a helicopter accident. And Vanessa, of course, loses her husband and a daughter. So it all looks really sweet on Instagram right now. The kids are smiling, standing in front of pictures of their dad. But it's got to take an emotional toll on you as well. So should make for an incredible Hall of Fame ceremony this weekend. And obviously you'll be able to watch that, I believe, on NBA TV. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease, Soul, $179 a month lease, K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5, MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 531-2021, dealer stock only.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, people winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5, MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 531-2021, dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. It's right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He has dogs. Sometimes he puts them in a minivan. Joins me now, Jeff Calkins. How you doing?
You know, I'm great.
Your hands don't look great. I've seen the photograph.
Yeah. Well, I burned myself yesterday. A continuation of a bad day. But we have a world where the Mississippi River is open again.
Yep.
Where the Grizzlies are heading to Golden State to play Steph and the Warriors. Where Walmart is allowing people to come in without masks and paying $75 to employees. to get vaccinated, where Trader Joe's is letting people come in without masks. And so despite the fact that my hand is blistered, I'm in a fine mood, GP.
I'm trying to think whether I was one or two, but it was definitely one or two when I learned not to touch hot things. Why haven't you learned that yet, I wonder?
Yeah, what happened? You know how yesterday we were talking about how when things are different, right, that's when the reason that you drive off with the gas can still in the car is that you've interrupted the normal course of things. And so your brain just says, let's do this thing. You know, I got this liquor. Let's load it up and drive off.
Right.
Even though, in fact, you still had the gas pump in there. You still were pumping gas. Similar for me. I normally feel totally comfortable grabbing the handle of a cast iron fry pan, because a cast iron pan, because it's something that I'll cook eggs in it. But it's a cast iron pan that I use on the top of the stove. For the first time maybe ever in my life, I decided to cook a steak by searing both sides and then putting the pan itself in the oven at, 400 or something for 10 minutes. And so then I got it out, whatever else. And then at some point, a minute later, after I'd taken the steak out of the frying pan, I decided to move the frying pan. And at that point, it was no longer the thing that cooked the steak. It was a cast iron frying pan. And so I grabbed it with great gusto, as you would the handle of a frying pan, and immediately realized I'd made a terrible mistake, and I was effectively branding you literally see in the blisters across all four fingers and the thumb that I firmly grasped the damn thing. And burns hurt. And so I'd watched the Grizzlies game, generally cursing and with my hands submerged in water. And then I found one of these high-powered pain pills that people get addicted to. I happen to have one from an earlier procedure, but I think that you're not supposed to do that. And I just said, the hell with this. I'm taking one of these suckers. I'm not going to get through the night otherwise. And it worked like a charm. So I appreciate you mocking me for my error. But I got through the night courageously and wrote a column anyway.
It'd be a damn shame if you burnt your hand and developed a drug habit. And are you okay? Are you going to be able to kick it? You're not going to.
I was thinking about this is not anything to joke about, because lots of people have died because they have started taking whatever, oxycodone, let's just say, because that's what it was, to deal with pain, and they become addicted to it. This is a huge American epidemic, and so. I don't feel any particular – I have some more, but I don't feel any particular need to take more. And I, let's be clear, have a very compulsive, addictive personality. So I'm kind of wary of it. But, no, I don't know. You've taken those pain pills, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And do you find them to be I'm not saying that – obviously it's real. It's 100% real. But it doesn't – it didn't – It's not like when I smoked weed back in my high school days in the 70s, I got high. I didn't feel high yet last night off the oxycodone.
I can totally see how people get addicted to that. Any of those pills. There was a time several years ago, I had a cough, a pretty bad cough, and so I was looking for cough syrup. I'm like, Kelly, do we have any cough syrup? And she's like, yeah, there's some in the cabinet. It was written a prescription for Aiden, but it's for you and if you need it, so just go get that. I said, okay, great. So I went and grabbed what appeared to be cough medicine. The bottle looked right. It said Aiden on it, but I didn't read anything on it.
And good thinking.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like,
good thinking.
You can imagine why I'm so frustrated with these people and their vaccines when they're going, I don't know what's in that vaccine. I'm like, I'll chug anything in my medicine cabinet. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't care. So I just grab it and I took a chug, straight. It's probably gross, but straight out of the what I thought was the cough syrup bottle. And I tell you, in within 20 minutes, I was messed up. I felt really like super high, not just kind of high, super high.
What was it?
It was liquid painkiller, like liquid oxycodone, like for something else because Aiden couldn't take the pills or something. I don't really remember what it was, but it was liquid. What you took last night, it was liquid, and I chugged like two big gulps, gulp. And I came back downstairs after a while, and I'm like, Kelly, like I am. What is going on with that cough syrup? Because I'm super high right now. And she was like, oh, God, what did you take? And she was like, that is not cough syrup at all. That is – I said, Gray, am I going to overdose on this stuff? Like, is this it for me? Like, is this right. Is this the way it ends? Do I need to go to the hospital? So I just wrote it out. But then I got real comfortable. Like, I got to that point where I'm so high, I'm like,
right.
This is exactly the
way. You're in a happy place.
This is exactly how I want to feel the rest of this night. And then it was maybe a week later, and everybody was asleep in the house, and I was like, I'm gonna go get some more of that cough syrup.
You did not.
And then
really?
and then I said, this is crazy. I didn't deport it out. I was like, that's why they tell you to get rid of it.
That's why they tell you to get rid of it. Yeah.
But it was someone
else will come along and take it or whatever else,
yeah.
And they're gonna.
Yeah, I'm too busy to have a drug problem. You know, I got too much to do. I can't afford to have. Just from a time perspective, I can't afford to have a drug problem. You know,
I did a column once on like 5 years ago on the heroin epidemic, and I remember someone said. Was describing it was I was talking to someone who'd gotten clean, and they said it was like they were talking about heroin, and they said it's like warm cookies and milk. You know, it's just like the happiest place. I was obviously not. It destroys your life and turns you into a thief, and like it's a miserable thing. But when you first, I think they called it the nod or something like that. Particularly if you're not really, you don't love your own life, and you can go to this place where you feel like it's a warm, I think the person described it, it's like a warm, you know, warm, a blanket and cookies and milk. And it's like, that gives you this. And like, there's a reason that S is addictive. You know, there's a reason that S is addictive because it works. Happily, I do not feel any particular desire to go either to touch the frying pan again or to take another pill.
I just remember, like, you know, it was one of those deals. Everybody, you know, everybody's already in bed. I'm just sitting here. I'm like, and I had that moment where I went, man, I felt really perfect on that stuff last week. Why not just do that again? And I was like, this is crazy. This is exactly how this happens. But like, that feeling was so great. I was like, there's no harm. And there wouldn't have been any harm in me doing it again that night. The problem is, then you want to do it again the next day. And then 2 days right. later. And the next, now you're a zombie. So I was just like, nope, pour this out. And I'll just, I'll just sit here and watch TV without that. But my point is, I see how it happens. I understand it. I mean, it's happened to friends of mine, family members. Right. Like, I've seen it up close. But it's not hard for me to imagine. You know, you always hear, like, it could happen to anybody. And I totally see how it.
It does happen to anybody. Yeah, lots of anybody's. Lots of people. It obviously happened to people. Whatever, they go in for back surgery. The next thing you know, they're and the way it was described to me often is that they have. There's my dog.
Yeah, I hear.
Thank you very much. you get pills. First, you get pills. And then you you're like, I'm never gonna like inject it. I'm just gonna keep doing pills. But then you go to your dealer one day and they say, yeah, I got no pills, but here you can do this and it's cheaper anyway and whatever else. The next thing you know, you're injecting yourself. And the next thing you know, and obviously it's millions of Americans have gone down that road, and it was irresponsible. Here I say lecturing people on irresponsible. I just gave myself oxycodone last night, but it's irresponsible industry that literally, you know, encouraged people to over prescribe it.
Oh yeah. Like Demi Lovato talked about this in this documentary, that was on YouTube that she did, came out earlier this year. It's terrific, by the way, but she talks pretty candidly, incredibly candidly about her overdose. I don't know if you know her at all, but like, she's a big pop star. And OD'd and nearly died. and she, and the drugs that she was on that night, it was crack and then something laced with fentanyl. And so she's talking about this, and she's like, so I know what everybody's thinking. Like, Demi Lovato's on, you know, on crack and fentanyl, and she's like, that's not what it was at all. She said, what happened is my drug of choice is cocaine. And so I would always get coke, and that's what I love to do. Have a drink, do coke, whatever. That was what I wanted. Same deal. Called my dealer. Hey, I need this and this. Well, I don't have that and that. Well, what do you got? Crack, heroin, fentanyl, you know. Okay, just bring me whatever. So she's like, my intention was never to do crack, but I, you know, I'm an addict, and I wanted something, and that's all they had. It's like if you go to Wendy's and all they have is a chicken sandwich, you're like, I guess I'll take the chicken sandwich then. You know, it's not what I wanted to get. I don't really even like it, but I'm here, and it's the only thing you got, so, yeah, give me the chicken sandwich. Like, that is what happens. And next thing you know, you are in rooms doing things you could have never imagined you were ever do.
Well, I'm gonna flush these pills down the rest of it. See how many I got. Yeah, I'm gonna flush the pills away when I'm done here.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to stay clean. Who's gonna take care of them little puppies if you're not around?
Did you hear the other story I told about Grayson Allen and how Grayson Allen's hanging with my dogs the other day?
Why is Grayson Allen with your dogs?
Well, so I have lots of people who help me with the dogs, right? And there's this one woman who takes them to the dog park out at Shelby Farms. And so she had the three big ones out at Shelby Farms yesterday. And she said, oh, they were great. They had a great time, whatever. They loved being out there, blah, blah, blah. Except about halfway through, there's a pit bull. And I love pit bulls, but this particular pit bull was evidently being irritating. It was, you know, kept wouldn't leave Willow alone. And so she said finally she went over to sort of pull the pit bull away from Willow, and someone on the other, there's big giant lakes out there and ponds and stuff. Someone on the other side of the pond said, don't touch my dog, and started walking over towards her. And she said, but I was with this really nice couple, and the guy said, don't worry, I got your back. Evidently she'd been walking with this really nice couple that had their own dog, and their dog was cavorting with my dog. They were having a great time playing. Their dog's named Teddy. And so they were playing together at Shelby Farms. And I said, really, that's really nice. It's this couple that the guy said, he's got your back like that. I said, she said, yeah, he had a burner doodle, actually. And so then I started thinking to myself, who has a burner doodle that I know of? And I said, what were they like? And I just saw on the off chance, I said, well, he was kind of tall. I said, did he have, like, dark hair? She said, yeah, he had dark hair. And I said, this was just a wild guess, Gary. I said, was the woman cute? And she said, really, super cute. Yeah, absolutely. I said, well, let me send you a picture. And so I sent her a picture of Grayson Allen. She said, that's him. That was him.
So Grayson Allen.
The funny thing.
So Grayson Allen was willing to fight on behalf of your
dog
walker.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So the woman he was with has like 200,000 followers on Instagram, and I've forgotten her name.
Look her up.
She put up an Instagram story with a picture of my dogs and Teddy. Like, Gus is playing there with Teddy in the lake at Shelby Farms. And I wouldn't necessarily even tell this story because, like, it's her own business. Like, whatever. I don't need to know. Except for the fact that she's got 200,000 followers. She's like a public, you know, she's a public person. And I'm grateful that Grayson Allen was injured as he is, willing to throw down to defend my dogs.
Let's see if I can figure out who this person is.
Her name, hang on one second.
Feels like Morgan Reed?
That's her.
Let's see what's going on here.
Morgan Reed. Look at Instagram and you will see a video of Teddy the Burner Doodle and my Bernese Mountain Dogs. Do you see Morgan Reed?
Well, right now I'm focused more on Morgan than your dog.
I know, but you see Morgan.
I do see Morgan. I'm looking at her right now.
She look like a nice woman?
She does look kind. She's a proud graduate of Duke University.
Is she?
That's what it
says. She's a Dukie too, just like my son Peter.
Yeah, she played soccer at Duke.
Wow.
So that's probably where they met.
How many followers does she have?
It appears she has 226,000 followers.
How about that?
You know, I can't tell you how many people I follow on Instagram just because they used to date Chandler Parsons. So I can add Morgan to the list here. She'll fit right in.
So let me ask you this. Now that you're there, do you see that it's probably in the last 10 things she's tweeted or Instagrammed or whatever you do?
Well, I see Morgan and dogs, but I don't see your dog. But I'm sure it's here somewhere.
It was sent to me, so I have seen it. Other Jeffrey saw it. So it evidently, it does exist. It's a real thing.
Let's see.
Anyway, I thought it was nice, Grayson, and someone who's willing to defend dogs and whatever else is I'm a fan of.
Even though he has an abdomen strain.
I think it runs counter to his public persona of being somebody. You know.
What if what if he would have tripped your dog? How funny would that have been?
No.
What if he would have tripped your dog?
He would have tripped the other guy who was coming over to attack the dog. And I was not going to say that because now you've turned it into that typical, you know, Grayson Allen story. I'm trying to get to the other side of that by focusing on the fact that he's got a cute dog named Teddy.
And a cute girlfriend named Morgan.
Evidently. Maybe they're just friends. They knew each other from the classmates at Duke.
They look like more than friends to me.
You can tell that?
Oh, sure. You can always tell when people are more than friends, can't you? I can.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell.
Yeah, when people say, oh, yeah, we're just friends, I'm like, you're not just friends.
You're not buying that.
Yeah, I'm not buying that, Big Bet Bennett. Grayson Allen, abdominal soreness, and right. He is one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Grizzlies missing tonight's game. This is, I think we can probably say this as a matter of fact, the most sore team in NBA history.
So who else is out? What's the list?
Grayson Allen is out with abdominal soreness. Kyle Anderson is out with thumb soreness. That's my favorite one. His thumb is sore, and he's out tonight. Dylan Brooks is out with knee soreness. Brandon Clark is out with thigh soreness. Jaren Jackson Jr., he's returning from injury management, so whatever. Sean McDermott, he's got left foot soreness. Ja Morant, back soreness. Jonas Valanciunas, also back soreness. So we have a sore abdomen.
Sean McDermott probably does have, what does he have?
Foot soreness. I think Bennett and I established that's a real injury.
Yeah, he's been out for a minute.
Yeah, that's real.
You wouldn't be trying to, I mean, with all due respect to the McDermott family, like you wouldn't be trying to save him for, you know, Golden State. So who do you think sore? I mean, they're all sore.
I'm sure they're all sore. I mean, I'm sore.
But the only ones who would actually miss the games if this mattered were Grayson and Sean McDermott.
That's right. Everybody else. I mean, it's the starting lineup plus Brandon Clark.
Right.
I love thumb soreness.
Who's eligible to play tonight? Who's left?
Who's left? Tonight's the Killian Tilly show.
Yeah, it's him, Melton, Tyus, Xavier Tillman.
Yeah. It's a John Conchar.
Justice.
John K. Porter.
Justice.
It's a cast of characters.
I'll enjoy watching it.
Yeah, you get to. Yeah. Grizzlies are still favored by 3.5 points.
Well, I mean, that's because the same dude that, who's playing. Like, had you ever heard that, what's his name, Justin Jordan?
No, I don't know no Justin Jordan.
He scored 31 points last night. 29? 31? What is something like that? 29,
yeah, he
39
had over 30, goals. Yep.
It was the other Where night. The other night, I was looking at, like, an Oklahoma City Thunder box score, and I was like, I've never heard of two of these people. Like not that I'm unfamiliar with them. I'm like, I've never even heard of them. And Justin James, he's a product of Wyoming. He's actually a second-round pick. But I'm unfamiliar with him.
Right. He was good last night.
Yeah, 31 points against the Grizzlies last night. Do you think they go around to the locker room and ask him, like, hey, what's Kyle, what's sore? And he's like, my thumb? And they're like, okay, you're out with thumb soreness. Do you think they just put something down or they have to ask?
No, I think they know. I think that would go is, what's the sorest part of your body?
Right.
Yeah, right now, tell me, what hurts the most? Like, what hurts the most? Eyeball or whatever. And so, no, I think they know. Like, they keep tabs on these people all the time, and they know what's sore. So I think, like with you, I'm pretty familiar, you know, with some of your issues. I'd probably put you out with a cough, you know.
Yeah, I got a sore throat. I'm out with throat soreness.
Like, you have it all the time. It's totally 100% credible when it comes to you. Throat soreness, right?
I think if I had my choice, though, I would like to be listed as out with ear soreness. Just my ear is a little too sore for me to play tonight, Coach.
All right, ear soreness.
So I guess my understanding is that they're going to play tonight. Everybody, most people who matter are going to watch it, not step on the court. And right. then they will fly to San Francisco tonight. I wonder, and, like, listen, they know what they're doing. I'm sure they have data on this as well. But, like, if I were in charge, I think what I would prefer is let's all go home tonight, meet at the airport tomorrow at noon. Everybody get a good night. Let's not fly late at night. Let's, like, get – if we got to play Sunday afternoon, which is 12:30 local time, 2:30 central, like, let's not do one of those deals where we're up in the middle of the night tonight checking into a hotel. Everybody go home tonight, get a good night's sleep.
But here's the thing. You're right. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, right?
They know what they're doing. And then secondly, it's not some red eye. Like, if you're I bet they can be nose up, right, at 11:30. Don't you think? I mean, just go to the airport and take off. And then how long does it really take to fly from Memphis to San Francisco? Not on some damn commercial flight, but like on a private flight, how long is it going to take you? 2 hours?
No.
Two and a half? Three?
You're not getting
3 hours?
No.
Three and a half?
Six.
Four?
I don't think it's six.
It doesn't take six.
I would
actually
say
in the air,
somewhere between
six.
Four and five is what I would assume.
But like, you have four and five flights.
Well, like, is the Grizzlies plane going to go faster than a Delta plane once it's in the air?
No, but they build in all this time in a commercial flight, you know? Oh, look, we're beating the time, you know? Because you didn't lollygag, right? So, but whatever, maybe it's 4.5 hours. Okay, but then you also get you pick up 2 hours. So you're also already adjusting to the time change. You snooze a little bit to give you a nice meal. You know, they don't have to wear their masks, and they don't just hand them like a little bit of a snack bag that they have to open themselves. It's not like a commercial flight. They give them some Chateaubriand or whatever the hell they want, some salmon, some little glass of wine. They get a little bit of a snooze. They get there, and then it's I bet they'll be in the hotel by 2, San Francisco time.
That's still check into a hotel at 2, can't fall asleep till 3:30. Again, they know what they're doing, but like if you just asked me, what would I rather do?
And then what do you do tomorrow? You wake up, you have an afternoon, you know, workout, right? What do we know, Jay? We're pretending we're biomedical. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, yeah, now we're really getting into. I got no idea on this stuff.
I have no idea,
but I presume they know what the hell they're doing.
I'm gonna spend
all day tomorrow. To spend tomorrow flying out there, you get there, you get in there, and when are you getting your workout in tomorrow?
Well, you leave at noon, and then you land at 2
you
o'clock.
You work out before
LA,
you go?
No. Everybody's tired. You don't work out at all.
No one flies. No one flies the day before a game in any – the NFL has the choice. They can fly whenever they want. They always fly a day early, don't they, to get there, get settled.
I think NFL teams go on Friday, right, and then, you know, get settled on Saturday. Maybe they travel on Saturday. I don't know. I don't have any idea. I just feel like if you left it up to me, if I was a member of the team, I'd say, let's just sleep it on tonight.
You'd like to get your sleep tonight.
I'd like to
basically. I'd just like go to bed. Right, exactly.
Julie on Twitter says, at most, it takes 4 hours to get to San Francisco. But that's what I thought, between 4 and 5.
Okay, so at most 4 hours. So they leave at 11:30, which is really 9:30. Okay, so their time, 9:30, 10:30, 11 to 12:30. It's still, they won't get in by till 2:30. By the time you get there, drive to the hotel. Now, they don't have to sit there and wait. You know, they don't check in their luggage. You know, they don't sit there and walk up and have to give their Marriott number or anything like that. Like, none of that happens. They just go right to their rooms. And I think it's okay. If they lose, I don't think it's because their biorhythms are going to be off.
If they look tired on Sunday, don't say I didn't warn you, Calkins.
They should have used the GP travel plan. Exactly.
By the way, I have no plan. It's just rooted in.
Right.
If you go to bed tonight at a decent time, wake up tomorrow at a decent time, and then you're all like you're on your normal schedule as opposed to having to possibly check into a hotel in the middle of the night. I wouldn't like that. But guess what? I'm not a member of the Grizzlies, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Big game on Sunday. You called it this morning. Biggest regular season game in franchise history or something close to that. Did you get any pushback?
I don't see it. No one has another one. Like, there's no regular season game that has direct consequences, right, that says if you win, this will happen, this happens, and if you lose, this happens. It's a very rare thing that you have one of those regular season games. So it's not that much of a grand statement to say that this is the most significant regular season game in history. Like, even there, every single season that they've made the playoffs, they have had wins where they clinched their playoff spot. But they didn't necessarily have to win that game. Like, if you go back to the first time they made the playoffs under Hubie, they won game 50, and, you know, that basically clinched their playoff spot, and then they lost their next four games before the playoffs started. And then, of course, they lost the next four games in the playoffs. But the point is that if they had not won that game, which was win number 50 for that team, they had four more chances. So I couldn't think of, and it's possible it exists out there, any game that has the kind of significance that this one does. Now, even this one isn't win or go home. You know, this one just, you get, this one determines your two paths, and one of the paths is much easier than the other path. But I don't, yeah, no one came up with another game, another regular season game. And of course, we're not counting the play-in game last year, which was win or go home, because that was a play-in game. I'm talking about a regular season game. I don't think there's anyone in Grizzlies history that has been more significant.
And it's not win or go home, but it is, if you win, you will be projected to be in the playoffs. And if you lose, you will not be projected to make the playoffs. Like, if they win, they will probably be in the playoffs. And if they lose, they will probably not be in the playoffs. And, right. Like, you know, it would be big if it were against anybody, but against Steph, Golden State, on ESPN. Like, middle of the day today, Hannah Storm is on, you know, is hosting SportsCenter, and they've dedicated 5 minutes to the Grizzlies. You know, talking about last night's game and then leading into a conversation with Kendrick Perkins about Sunday's game, 2:30 Central, right here on ESPN. It's the Grizzlies and the Warriors for eighth place in the West. I mean, when's the last time the Grizzlies had a regular season game?
If it was an Eastern Conference game against, let's just say they were in the East, against some other dregs of the East, not dregs, but, you know, mediocre Eastern Conference team, you would not be talking about it this way. But because it's Steph and Golden State, you absolutely, it does elevate the significance of the game. There's no, or certainly the profile of the game.
Like, when is the last time the Grizzlies had a regular season game prominently promoted on ESPN 2 days before the game?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Probably because it does not exist. So, massive game. I can't wait. Your hand going to be okay for you to type? Could you type right now if you needed to?
I could type right now. Yeah, I could type right now. Yep. Thanks. I appreciate the concern.
All right. Hey, listen, if you get anything real hot in your home again, just stay away from it for a little while.
Thank you, GP.
All right.
See you.
I'll see you later. Bye-bye. It's Jeff Calkins with a burnt hand. I don't know. I think I was probably one, but certainly no older than two when I realized not to touch hot things.
Yeah, I think I was around the same age.
It's weird that he hadn't figured that out yet. Man's approaching 60.
Yeah.
Still just walking around touching fire-hot things. Whew. I've done similar things. No, nothing quite like that. But I've touched hot stuff before.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Hot stuff burns, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
It does.
Hot stuff burns.
Hot stuff burns.
Whew. Be back in a second.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper.
Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
So I want to tell you about Xfinity Internet and why now is the perfect time to make the switch to America's best internet experience. Look, it's no secret we all have a house full of devices these days, but some of us have different needs than others when it comes to our home internet, and Xfinity recognizes that. They're going to help you find the speed you need that best fits your home at a great price. They've got a range of fast, reliable speeds for you to choose from, all the way up to their brand new gig Wi-Fi. And if you're like us and doing a lot of work from home, schoolwork for the kids, you're going to love this brand new gig speed Wi-Fi. I've told you before, there are times in our home when we've got both of our laptops, our phones, tablets, smart speakers, and more all hooked up to the Wi-Fi, and we never miss a beat with Xfinity's gig speed Wi-Fi. For more info on gig speed Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you can visit Xfinity.com/gig. And when you sign up now for Xfinity Internet, they're not only going to include Peacock Premium for free with your subscription, but they're also going to include one of these really cool voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming boxes on the house so you can have all of your favorite apps all in one place on your TV. And trust me, you're going to love that award-winning Xfinity voice remote. It is so easy to find exactly what you want to watch within seconds. So don't wait. Get started now with America's fastest, most reliable internet. That's Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com, or you could drop it to a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, yo.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we're thankful.
This is what we think, man.
I can't believe we made it.
This is a different thing.
Hey, I ain't ever seen a crowd going, hey, hey. Crowd. Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick, bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style ornaments. You ain't on of this. Don't think they on of this. But I'm a jet.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. And that is the place that can handle all of your computer needs. You need a computer, they got one. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle of the road. Desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and Apple. Yes, you can get Apple products at Cooper Systems for a fraction of the price. Whatever you need, Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. And yes, they can also handle your computer repair. Data recovery, a power supply issue, USB port issue, you've cracked your screen, they can fix any of that. And if you need virus removal because you've been Googling things that can get you viruses, no big deal. They can fix it for you. And they won't judge you. I know, listen, I've been there. Man, I can't turn my computer over to somebody. They're going to see this wild stuff I've been looking at. What in the world will they think of me once they see this wild stuff I've been looking at? You know? You know, Big Bet Bennett?
Yeah.
You want anybody seeing your search history?
No.
Nobody needs to see my search history. So I get it. You don't want to take your computer to strangers, to a business, because, like, man, they going to know what I was watching yesterday. And it is true. They will know what you were watching yesterday. But here's the thing. Basically, everybody was watching some version of that yesterday. It's the world we live in. We all got rough search histories. Lee and Lauren Cooper, they ain't there to judge you. They're just there to fix your machine. So if you got a problem, take it to them. 360-9679. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems on the web. CooperSystems.com. Grizzlies ain't the only team resting people tonight. Big Ben Bennett.
Who's resting?
Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Draymond Green.
I figured.
And Andrew Wiggins are all out tonight. For the Warriors against the Pelicans, because for both Golden State and Memphis, as you know by now, tonight's games do not matter at all. It was wild to see how many people couldn't quite grasp that last night on Twitter. Not Grizzlies fans, like just random sports fans who follow me or somebody else who tweeted something similar last night, and the replies are like, but if they've got the same record, why doesn't Friday night game matter for either team? And the reason, again, is because whoever wins on Sunday will own a tiebreaker. So if the Grizzlies win tonight and the Warriors lose, then the Grizzlies will have a – let me make sure I said that right. If the Grizzlies win tonight and the Warriors lose,
right,
then the Grizzlies would have a one-game lead on the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you lose Sunday, you're tied again and the Warriors would have the tiebreaker.
Right.
Flip it around, exact same deal. Warriors win tonight, Grizzlies lose, the Warriors would have a one-game lead on the Grizzlies heading into Sunday. But unless the Warriors also win Sunday – then that lead would be evaporated, you'd be tied, and then the Grizzlies would own the tiebreaker. So tonight does not matter for Memphis. It does not matter for Golden State. So basically every player you've ever heard of for both teams going to rest up in advance of Sunday's showdown. Got a Dateline preview coming up. It's a good one, Bennett.
I'm ready.
It's a good one.
Let's go.
It's an internet. It involves an international fugitive.
Oh, we haven't gone international in a while, I feel like.
It's a new one, Big Bad Bennett.
Let's go.
I hope I'm not the only one who enjoys the Dateline previews. Is it possible I'm the only one who enjoys them?
No, people like the Dateline previews.
Not sure. But because I spend real time on these.
I know you do.
I probably spent 30 minutes today reading about this case.
I enjoy them too. So, like,
if nothing else, you and I having a good time.
Gives a crap.
We close. If nothing else, you and I.
Sorry, folks.
You and I closing out the week talking about Dateline. There's no other way I want to close out the week than talking about Dateline with you. So we're going to do that next.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us,
but it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. And that's exactly what you can do with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Now, check this out. Just for my listeners, apply now.
now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Gary. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Gary. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Gary for more information.
And Stanley didn't want a lot of showings with his house on the market, so he asked Josh Hysaw for an instant cash offer because that's something Josh can do. He made an offer. Stanley accepted. They closed 14 days later. Simple stuff. It's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. Simple. But only Josh Hysaw can get you all of the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody who has the best marketing strategy, somebody who knows how to expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, then what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team, Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You could trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHysaw.com.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. That's obviously Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. How do you get world championship barbecue? You have an owner who's a world champion. That's the easiest way to do it. Guess it's not the only way, certainly the best. Obviously, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying. But if you're not into barbecue for some reason, there's still something on that menu for you. Catfish, salmon, chicken, smoked wings, burgers. I promise you there's something on the menu for you. So go check the menu at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. You want to dine in? Go. Easy to find. From Memphis, just take 55 south to Goodman Road. Get off at that exit. Go right. You can see it from the interstate. That's how close it is. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. The address, if you need it, is 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove. Let's say you're still not comfortable eating indoors. Fine with me. Do a pickup order. I do them all the time. You can make the order online, pick the time you want to pick it up. I promise you it'll be ready when you're ready for it. That menu, place to put a pickup order in, it's MemphisBBQCO.com. Everything is on that website MemphisBBQCO.com. Do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A bunch of stuff, but let's just focus on the main thing that we can all apply to all of our lives. Don't touch hot things.
Yeah.
It'll mess your hands up.
Ugh.
It'll mess your hands up.
His hands mangled.
If you don't believe me, go look at Calkins' Twitter feed. My man's nearly 60 years old, and he's still walking around his house touching burning hot things.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So don't do that. Don't ever do that.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I guess it's Grizzlies Kings.
Is it?
I mean, I guess it's Grizzlies Kings. What do you want me to do?
I mean, they've already kind of made it clear. It's not really the biggest game tonight.
It's a game.
It's a game. It's a game.
It's a game. They're going to play it inside FedEx Forum. Grizzlies, 37-33, tied for 8th in the West with the Warriors, trying to get their 38th win tonight. At last check, let's update it and make sure I've got it exactly right. The Grizzlies were 3.5-point favorites despite the entire starting lineup sitting out. They are still listed as 3.5-point favorites. The total is 225. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock. Pregame with Jessica Benson at 7:30. You can listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock.
We got it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Bennett, as I'm looking at this.
Uh-oh. You were excited.
I still am. I think I got a little too caught up in the preview.
Is it not a brand new Dateline?
Oh, it is a brand new Dateline.
It's brand new? Okay.
2-hour special starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I just feel like I wrote too much.
I'll be the judge of that.
I feel like I overdid the preview. I feel like I needed an editor this morning for my Dateline preview.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It's a good one.
All right.
It's a good one. I know all about this story now. We don't just preview Dateline. We preview Dateline and then we spoil it.
Right.
Tell you all about it. So if you don't want to have Dateline spoiled, turn down after the preview.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't mind, if you just want to have a conversation about tonight's Dateline episode, then hang out. We'll have a conversation about it.
Let's do it.
Here's a preview. Dr. Mark Weinberger was a successful plastic surgeon, practicing in Indiana while living in a glitzy neighborhood in Chicago with his wife, Michelle, a 29-year-old blonde bombshell whom he loved and regularly lavished with gifts, diamond rings, designer bags. The Weinbergers were living some kind of life, with the doctor bringing in, on average, around $200,000 per week. That's the type of money that allows for a luxurious lifestyle. And the Weinbergers, well, they certainly enjoyed one, constantly traveling, spending time on their yacht. Fast forward to 2004. Mark and Michelle were on that yacht just off the coast of Greece. But when Michelle woke up early one morning, Mark was gone. She called his phone. He didn't answer. She called again and again and again. He never answered. So naturally, she began to get worried, at which point the captain of the yacht told Michelle to calm down. Mark, the captain said, it's a secret, but he'd merely flown to Paris for the day to get her a gift. He'd be back by sundown, Michelle was told. But then the sun set. Mark never came back. Next day, still no Mark. At this point, the captain told Michelle that Mark had given him a phone number not too long ago to call in case of an emergency. So Michelle, she called it. And guess who answered? Sounding happy and normal. Yep. It was Mark. But when he heard Michelle's voice, he never said another word. And then, after a few seconds, he hung up. He never answered that phone again. Had Mark run off with another woman, determined to leave his old life behind, or was he running from something far more serious after living a double life back here in the United States? That's tonight on Dateline.
Whew. Okay. Wow. There's no murder, so I don't think Keith's going to be doing it tonight.
Keith Morrison is not involved.
Yeah, no Keith tonight.
How about this? You ready for this?
Yep.
Rob Stafford reports.
Who?
Who the? Is it Rob Stafford? Who is Rob Stafford?
They give the non-murders to Rob. But this seems intriguing.
The only thing I can figure out is this was based in the Chicago area. Rob is a
Chicago guy.
Yeah, he's NBC Chicago, okay. So maybe he had a good understanding of this story.
Okay, so
it's tonight on Dateline, Rob Stafford reports.
This sounds like
to me that Mark, maybe he's not really into his wife anymore. He's a rich guy, plastic surgeon. They go on this trip to Greece. There's a captain involved, and the captain is in on this because the captain knew where he went.
The captain had a number. What's going on there?
He's paying the captain. I mean, maybe he was just like, look, we're going to go to Greece and have one last hurrah, and then I'm out of here, and you got to, like, deal with this girl. I don't know. This one's really tough, GP.
I can tell you that is what Michelle initially thought, that Mark, rather, Dr. Weinberger,
mm-hmm.
had perhaps just run off with another woman.
Yeah.
That's not what he did at all.
What did Mark do?
Mark was in trouble. Mark was in big trouble.
Okay.
Notice how I said he was making $200,000 a week?
Yeah.
You know how he was doing that?
Huh.
He was misdiagnosing patients and then doing procedures they didn't need.
Oh, no.
And billing insurance companies outrageously. So, like, you might go in saying, hey, my voice is a little scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, oh, you need to have these things
surgery,
removed.
Yeah.
And you didn't need to have these things removed. You just needed to, like, take, a Tylenol.
Yeah.
But he's doing surgeries. And then he's creating these procedures.
Yeah.
At the risk of his patients, and it's healthcare fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually the patients and authorities, they caught on to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's being sued and investigated at the same time. Michelle had no idea.
Okay, so let's take a trip to Greece. We got to get out of here.
He was on the verge of being arrested.